Continuing our community connection this morning, talking with David Lewis. He is a member of the governing board for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And David, I understand you come on not only as somebody who is there to help set policy, but you come with the experience of having done the job as a big.
That's correct. I moved to Bartlesville, Oklahoma in 2012 after graduating from the University of Oklahoma. And whenever I came up, there was a couple in town that already had experience being mentors, Earl and Jane Sears. And so they reached out to me, had a great conversation with them. And at the end of the conversation, Jane looked at me and said, "Hey, I think you would be a great big." And if you know Jane, you know that you can't turn her down. And so at that point,
I'm not sure you can say no to either one of them, but she is a little tougher. Yeah,
she's tougher. And so at that point, I signed up to be a big and went through the whole interview process. And I got matched, I think it was in the fall of 2013.
And not only survived it, I think happily, from the expression I see on your face.
Yeah, yeah. I was matched with a young man named Chris. We, you know, as a mentor, it's always kind of interesting whenever you first meet a young person and you're put into this kind of mentor-mentee relationship. It's kind of awkward. It's kind of like dating. It's just kind of awkward the first couple of dates. But Chris and I had a couple of things in common, and food was one of them.
Uh-huh.
And so we went around to just about everywhere in Bartlesville. We'd go get dinner. And just got to know each other better. And, you know, really it was after the course of a couple of months, you know, just the communication started to be not so formal as far as setting up a time every week. But we just reached out to each other and communicated with each other. And it's interesting because Chris is, you know, now he's a college student, just finished his first year of undergraduate. And now he's in his second year as a sophomore. And we're still in touch. And so, you know, just it was a great opportunity.
It's just nice to know that that relationship can, will, and does continue. And you're far from the first example that I've seen of that. But the communication going on, phone call, email, what works best between the two of you guys?
You know, with young people nowadays, you really have to be good with text messaging.
Yep.
Phone calls, sometimes they'll pick up the phone, sometimes they won't. And I'm not on social media. And so for us, it was text messaging. And that really seemed to work out well. And then we just meet up and kind of go from there.
Do your conversations frequently face-to-face still go back to that conversation over a meal?
They do, actually. Nowadays, as far as Chris, especially being a sophomore, if you're familiar with any college student, as far as meals are concerned, those are always a little bit harder to come by. As opposed to being at home. And so we always have them over, my wife and I do, to come and have dinner with us. And we just sit down and catch up, see how his studies are going, get an idea of what type of classes he's taking, what direction he's headed in. And that's always kind of a big priority of mine, is for a young person, always helping them look forward. Sometimes they don't do the best job of that, but trying to give him a sense of, hey, you know, as you're an undergraduate, these are some of the things you might want to look at. Maybe being in applying for an internship program, you know, especially whenever it comes to school, you always got to think of, what am I going to do whenever I graduate?
Yeah, so. And that internship programs are a lot more plentiful. I think I hear about them even every year. There's there's more opportunities, particularly for high school and college students. Used to be you work for 4 years on a degree, maybe get one internship or student teaching depending on your career, and that's when you find out, you know, as a senior, that, oh, this is not something I want to do at all.
Right. You know, and it's interesting, especially having a mentor in your life for a young person. They're able to point you in direction of some resources that you might not know were available. And so for Chris, his interest was in business. And so me coming from a business background in my undergraduate studies, I had already kind of went through some of those, you know, internship interviews and the application process. And so just trying to point him in the right direction of resources really has been a strong role that I play as a big for him.
Now, you work in one of the buildings downtown that people would recognize. Do you bring that corporate idea of communications along and acquaint him with how things work in the business world?
Definitely. I work at ConocoPhillips as an internal auditor, and I've been at ConocoPhillips for a little over 5 years now. And I can definitely say that bringing a corporate perspective, and especially serving as lead recruiter at the University of Oklahoma, I'm able to speak to recruiting not necessarily based off of something that I heard, but something that I see and experience on a day-to-day basis. And so I think with young people that resonates really well whenever you're not just telling them something that's theoretical, but you're really giving them a level of application and how they can apply it to their day-to-day lives.
Relationships are never stable. Marriages, good friends, young person to older person, we all have bumps in the road. We all have, hey, I don't really want to do this today, whatever. How did the two of you work through some of those?
That's a great question. Especially as a young person, I think Chris and I were matched whenever he was around the ninth grade. And so between the ninth grade and the 12th grade, young people go through a lot of changes. And their interest, one day they're interested in something, the next day they drop it cold. And so for Chris and I, you know, really our relationship, it just started off as a friendship. And we kind of worked from there. We just knowing each other better, communicating, of course, on not only a weekly basis, but sometimes a daily basis, and being plugged in not only to him, but the people who were around him, and getting an idea of the people that influenced him, and making sure that I was present and accounted for whenever he was in things like choir, whenever he would have different events in the community that he would speak at. I always tried to make it a point to be there. Just constantly trying to stay relevant and current and up to date on things going on in his life on a daily basis and even on a weekly basis really helped us sustain our relationship over the course of multiple years.
I'm reading between the lines here, but I think I hear you saying that your relationship with Chris made you a better listener.
Oh my goodness. You could ask my wife about that. You know, with young people, it's not so much, you really can't give them instruction until you've listened to them. And so I learned that with Chris early on, and Chris, Charlene can tell you this, Chris is a great communicator. And so just listening to him talk, listening to him share about how he feels about certain things is really big, so that whenever I come in and try to bring some type of perspective, I'm always mindful of what he said and try to keep that in mind as we go forward.
Without giving in any way any confidences with it between you and Chris, do you feel you've left your mark on him somewhere along the line?
You know, I feel like I do. He's communicated that to me. But I will also say for anyone out there who's interested in being a big, it's not only about what you pour into a young person, but I feel like Chris has poured so much into my life. And not only my life, but my family's life. And so it's really a reciprocal relationship when it comes to being a mentor. You're not always giving. More often than not, you're on the receiving end as well.
Okay. Sounds like a wonderful experience to have. Given the opportunity, and I know you're already serving your organization, so I am not a recruiter. Mm-hmm. Would you do it again?
Oh, of course. Of course. My wife and I have a newborn at home right now. And so that's one of the reasons why I stepped away as a big, because I'm serving as a father to my newborn.
You're doing the job 24/7.
I'm doing it 24/7. But definitely as my daughter grows and as my family continues to grow, we're going to continue to be involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and serve as mentors, maybe even participate in the couple mentor that Charlene talked about earlier.
Well, Charlene, sounds as though you've got a board of directors person, a governing board person that not only enjoys the work but is committed to the organization as well.
Yes, I would say all of our board members, governing board, local board members at all of our sites have a commitment to the mission and a passion for making a difference.
If you'd like to help out, how can somebody step forward and say, hey, tell me more information about this program. Sounds like fun.
Well, you can always call our office. My number is 918-213-4524. You can drop in. And we need lots. There are lots of volunteer opportunities. We, of course, you know, we're always talking about the one-to-one mentor. Mm-hmm. But we also need local board members. We need committee members to help with both for Kids Sake campaign, which is our largest fundraiser, or with the big event campaign, dinner and auction. And, you know, I'm recruiting decorations committee members and reservation committee members. And
we haven't even talked about student matches yet this time, and I'm running out of time.
No, we haven't. And if you're out there and you're the parent of a 15 and a half year old who is in high school or older, then they can be a high school site-based mentor. And we have great success. We're the only site in the state that does use high school students as mentors, but we have some absolutely excellent high school mentors.
Charlene, thank you so much. David, I'd love to hear your story. Thank you so much for coming in. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.